Hello and welcome to KnitWorks, a series of talks powered by Rural Knit Youth Network, covering the challenges of rural knits, young people not in employment, education or training, living in the countryside. Rural Knit Youth Network is a European-led multidisciplinary network with the goal of understanding how rural knit social inclusion can be supported. Our network upholds future research capability, especially among young, talented researchers aiming at the creation of a rural youth online observatory. With these initiatives, we hope to foster knowledge use by policymakers and practitioners. To learn more about our project, please visit rnyobservatory.eu-web. The next decade will bring considerable changes to economies and societies. On one hand, the side effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, combined with the uncertainties coming out of the war in Ukraine, will certainly affect globalization, mobilities and policymaking at national and international levels. On the other hand, the succession of crises shows the importance of shifting societies to greener, more sustainable models, supported for ever more sophisticated technologies. We are, therefore, facing a transition between eras with all the transformative energy, but also with all the destructive power that transitions bring attached. Mark Brennan, a professor of sociology at Penn State University and the UNESCO Chair in Community, Leadership and Youth Development, closes our series of talks with a broad reflection about young people's dreams, expectations and similarities across the world.
You know, we often kind of forget about it, but, you know, we're living through, you know, last 20, 30 years, you know, one of the most major shifts in human development. I mean, it's one of the major revolutions, the technological revolution. And as you deal with that on top of it, you know, a revolution around sustainability, advances in how we do all these things, we get to all these different things. So I think, you know, youth are going to have to be at the forefront of cultural change. They always are, but they'll have to really be in this setting, I think. They're going to need to, you know, push the adoption and the fusion of new sustainable livelihoods, of sustainable ways of living, but also new technology. You know, you look back, I mean, they tend to drive the choices on what we eat, how we live, what our lives look like. And I think, you know, in the context of technology, the context of all the crises we've had and how we've adapted and changed, I can see a very dramatic reshaping of rural life. And I tend to see it in a positive way in many ways. You know, I know there's a lot of fear and uncertainty and that sort of thing. But I think maybe, you know, maybe we'll get a little bit better with our ag and extractive industries. So it's more sustainable and more globally healthy for the planet. You know, the other thing is, one of the things we've always struggled with, and it's been part of the podcasts here and others, is, you know, it's just the out-migration of young people from rural areas.
Yes.
They get some education, they go to university, they go to the city for a while, whatever it is. You know, the odds of them coming back is diminished. I think now as we look at, especially the technology side, and the things we learned during the pandemic, you know, in many, many settings, young people can work from almost anywhere.
Yeah.
They can stay in their home places, their home communities, and be active contributors there instead of still work from there, you know, in many cases. They're also very, very creative and entrepreneurial. I think we're on the wave of seeing another generation of really cool, amazing entrepreneurial individuals emerging, especially in the context of rural areas. I think there's tremendous opportunities there. I think with all this too, there's a chance to really reinvest in our rural communities. You know, young people with all these skills, all these educational, you know, achievements, all these other things, if they're able to stay in their home place and use those locally and have their voice heard, all these sort of things, that's massively empowering to rural communities. Like, you know, it's a major shift. There's going to be a major shift. We know that, and it's well underway. But I think there's some tremendous opportunities there. And again, young people will be the ones to seize those and run with them. You know, there may be the occasional other older person who does it, but they'll be few and far between with the young people. So I'm kind of optimistic that good things will come there. You know?
Our guest argues that massive technological changes, as well as the need for a more sustainable way of life, may represent a tremendous opportunity for rural communities. If this scenario is confirmed, rural people can have a pivotal role in reshaping rural ways of life. You can listen to this and other talks in full on the Rural Knit Youth Network project website at rnyobservatory.eu. This podcast is based upon work from Cost Action Rural Knit Youth Network, supported by COST, European Cooperation in Science and Technology. COST is a funding agency for research in innovation networks. Our actions help connect research initiatives across Europe and enable scientists to grow their ideas by sharing them with their peers. This boosts their research, career, and innovation. Visit www.cost.eu.